This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Genesis chapter 4 verses 3 to 5. It says there, "So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel on his part also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord God had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering he had no regard." End of quote. Abel's and Cain's life story portrays in Genesis chapter 4 shows us the only way of salvation from the very beginning of human history. Abel brought an offering from the firstborn of his flock, while Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. Bible says God pleased in Abel's offering, but not in Cain's offering. Even today, there are many people who think they can get God's favor and salvation by their toil, hard work, and karma. They are actually following the way of Cain. They try to bring fruits from their hard work, deeds, and toils. But the Bible says the only way for the forgiveness of our sins, salvation and eternal life is by the way of blood. That was the way of Abel. And God pleased in Abel's sacrifice of his firstborn from his flock. You see, in the Garden of Eden, God said, "The punishment of sin is death." And when Adam and Eve disobeyed the commandment of the Lord, an animal had to be killed to get the skin out of it, to cover Adam and Eve from their nakedness. God taught them a lesson that sin is very serious and it always results in death. An animal had to be slain to save Adam and Eve. Sin demands God's punishment of death. By understanding God's only one way of salvation, Abel did the right thing. He bought an offering from his flock. But Cain did not care to follow the guideline or the requirement of God. He decided to bring the result of his own hard work on the soil, fruits as an offering to the Lord. Two ways of salvation, one by faith in God and by the offering of a blood sacrifice, and the second one is fruits and vegetables by man's hard work, toil, and deeds. Bible is very clear in saying there is only one way to come to God, and that is by the blood. Bible says in the book of Hebrews 9:22, "The law of Moses requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." End of quote. Leviticus 17 verse 11 also says, "Blood is the only way for the atonement of people's sin." Beloved, if you think you can be saved by your good works, toils, or good deeds, I regret to inform you that you are mistaken. No works can ever save anybody from their sins. If there was any possibility to get saved by our works, then Jesus Christ did not need to come to this world and die for our sins. Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." But the next verse is so beautiful. It says in Romans chapter 8, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Dearly beloved, Jesus Christ was God's lamb for our sins. God placed all of our sins on Jesus Christ, and he died, buried, and victoriously rose from the dead on the third day for our sins. The way of salvation was always been by the blood. In the Old Testament, temporarily, God allowed the animal sacrifices until the coming of Jesus Christ into this world. Now there is no more sacrifice of any animals needed, because Christ already was the Lamb of God that took away our sins. There is no other way to come to God and get forgiveness of your sins, salvation and eternal life, other than the blood of Jesus Christ that was poured out for us. There is no other way. When all other religion of the world say, "Do more, work more, do good and do a lot of karma," Bible says it is already done. Come to Jesus Christ and receive the free gift of salvation in Jesus, because he has already paid for your sins by his blood. The free gift of God is salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me.
Father in heaven, I thank you for your gift of forgiveness and eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I believe Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I trust in the blood of Jesus Christ for salvation. Thank you for saving me and granting me eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.